The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. In the studio with me this morning is Matthew Vandeford with Claimology. Claimology is a state-licensed insurance representative, public adjuster working independently with the insured to help document damages, prepare paperwork, and navigate the claims process for successful claim outcomes for insured and uninsured and insured alike.
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Thanks. Have a great day. Click. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You said it all. I don't need to say any more. So if you have a question, call us.
Yeah, call us at 850-437-1620. Just text those questions in. So good morning, Matthew. So much is happening right now. And we mentioned already about recent weather.
Some of the tornadoes that came through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been, yeah, I love Florida because there's so much drama. Like, and it's funny, I was just reading a book. It's like how we're attracted to drama sometimes.
It's the addiction to intensity and drama.
Yeah.
That we all have.
Absolutely.
We get bored and we're going to find something.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's definitely, there's no shortage of weather drama here in Florida.
No doubt. Well, When you have snow and then you have tornadoes, right. I mean, it's a little strange.
A little interesting, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Very. So talk a little, I mean, I described what you do, obviously, from your website, but tell me what you... In layman's terms, like describe to people exactly what you do, because it is a little confusing. We just had Christina on the show was talking about real estate and what they do for buyers and sellers. But talk a little bit about what you do as a public adjuster and your role.
Sure. Before we get to that, I would like to say if anybody has any questions, call and text in the hotline here at the station.
850-437-1620.
And we'll field your questions live. If you have any questions about insurance coverage, about, I don't sell insurance. So we are a public insurance adjusting company. So what does that mean? We help people adjust their claims. We don't work for insurance companies. That is the biggest difference. The biggest difference is that we are advocates for the insured. We are on your side. Our goal is, we have one goal, to make sure that you receive a fair settlement. And what that means is that we look at the damages, we let the damages speak for themselves, and then we filter it through the lens, through the filter, the paperwork, the sieve of the policy. So consider, think of a policy as like a game of dominoes, like when you set up all those dominoes when you're little and you want to knock them all over. Mm-hmm. That's what insurance is like. All of these triggers, all of these key marker points defined by language. And the language, it's written in legalese. It's
the fine print gets you every time.
And sometimes it's the bold print. It's wild. I look at policies now. It's really unfortunate of things that are happening right now. We're dealing with an insured that they're paying a premium for a maximum amount of coverage. They're paying this premium. However, there's an endorsement in the policy to reduce their coverage. So now it becomes a conflict of interest. It's like, there's a conflict now. I'm paying for this higher coverage, yet you're saying my coverage is now being reduced. Well, why am I paying this higher premium?
Huh.
And it just so happens they have a claim right now. And so this is going to affect how the carrier is going to interpret upfront what they're entitled to receive. So take, for example, this is specifically related to mold.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a higher limit of about $25,000 that they're paying up front for mold coverage. The endorsement, which the carrier has sent in and provided as like an additional language, an addendum on this policy, says, nope, we're only going to limit you to $10,000.
But you're paying for 25. I'm misunderstanding something here.
That's exactly right. And so this is what ends up happening. The examiners are going to look at the policy,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to examine it on the front end. They're not going to worry about the legalese issue. They're not going to worry about, oh, they're paying for this premium, but they have an endorsement. They're going to look at the endorsement first and say, oh, you've got a $10,000 endorsement. We've got limited coverage. $10,000 of coverage applies. But wait a second. I've got $25,000 or $30,000 or $15,000 of coverage of damage, and my policy, I'm paying for this much money. So this is where the differences come in. This mm-hmm. is where we have to help navigate and say, well, there's an issue here. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with this insurance company? How are you helping the insured? And so this is where things like mediation come into play. This is why sometimes you have to get an attorney's involved, because the carriers refuse to pay on things that they're required or contractually obligated to pay. And there becomes like these big discrepancies. So our goal as a public adjuster, again, we are licensed, as you mentioned, through the state, background, fingerprinted, all of these things. Now, mind you, to become a public adjuster, you have to go through more scrutiny than you do to become a field adjuster when in an emergency service. So when there's a hurricane that comes through in the state of Florida, or a tornado, just like mm-hmm. we had in Pensacola, mm-hmm. we had a number of them, I think back in 2016, I think that was when it was, 17, we had an EF1, an EF2, an EF3 come. I mean, it just knocked over everything. And so it doesn't have to be a hurricane, but when insurance companies are left with a vacuum of saying, hey, we need field adjusters to come in and work for us and handle these losses, they're able to pull in what's called emergency licensing. And when they do that, they can just pull you off the streets. Like, hey, you used to be a pizza delivery person. Mm. Do you want some? You want to make some quick money? You want to make some money and supplement your income? Hey, we'll license you. Hey, you used to do this. You want a job? We can do this now for the next year where you work a hurricane. And so they end up licensing people. They put them through an in-house training, mm-hmm. not through the state, not testing, but an in-house training. They work directly for the carrier. And then they go out and they're told what to look for, take some pictures, write an estimate, and then they send it in. And then obviously, unfortunately, we've seen sometimes, especially if you go on our site at claimology.com, that's C-L-A-I-M-O-L-O-G-Y, very simple, claimology.com, and you go on there, you'll see a 60 Minutes article, I believe it is. And it's from this particular video is about an insured who, unfortunately, through their process of denials, has uncovered that their estimates were being stricken, their things, line items were being removed, and all sorts of things that were going on the back end. So not that that happens all the time, mm-hmm. but insurance companies are for-profit companies, and there's a very big principle called delay, deny, defend. And so our goal as a public adjuster in the state of Florida is to help be an advocate for the insured. All the way through, we don't sue insurance companies. We're not allowed to do that. We're not attorneys, but to help the insured navigate the process all the way up into that point, and then work with attorneys in the event that they have to go there.
That's a huge, valuable service, especially in this area. If you have any questions for Matthew Vandenford, he's with Claimology. Do text them in this morning at 850-437-1620, and you can be specific. I know that he is definitely a qualified expert for this expert panel this morning. And I know that I experienced during Ivan and lives living somewhere, and obviously there was wind and there was water damage, and so my insurer was looking for a way to not pay it. And so they said, well, the apartment above mine had been blown away. So then there was all the water that came in. And they said, well, that's flood.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, that's not my mind. A flood's when the water's coming up to my ankles. Right. So they're definitions that, and then I looked at my policy and I had not taken the time to read the fine print.
Yes.
And the definitions and all those kinds of things. So you can come in and help someone like me.
Absolutely.
In that situation.
Yep. We're dealing actually with the claim right now. Just had an inspection yesterday for an insured, and this is from 2020. Mind you, we're in 2025.
Right.
This is a Hurricane Sally claim.
Wow.
Hurricane Sally came through, affected the building. They had water on the floor, right? The carrier tried to say this is flood. No, they have window damage. They had water. Mm-hmm. Just like you.
Yes.
Water. And so just for anyone, the radio listeners out there, the internet listeners, people that are out there listening, a good general rule of thumb is water coming up from the ground, mm-hmm. groundwater coming up, that's typically flood water. And those are pretty clearly defined in there. Groundwater, rising water from the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then water coming down from the sky, that is typically that's storm water and things of that nature. Those are storm-related events. And I will let you know, too, one time, so just because it's groundwater, mm-hmm. we were dealing this in the state of Pennsylvania, we were having a very interesting claim. And this is why language in the policy is very, very important, how to understand, how to interpret the language and what's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So flood waters is not covered typically under policies, unless you have flood endorsement, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Just a FEMA flood endorsement. But if you don't have it, it's not covered. So we were dealing with the home, and they had a basement, right? And they had one of those windows that were like ground level windows,
right?
Just right above the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was groundwater there. But what ended up happening is that a rock broke the window.
Oh, no.
Then allowed the water to come in. So the damage wasn't due to the flood water. It was due to the sudden and accidental event. What was that? The accidental event was the rock breaking the window.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't you say that the water moved the rock through the window?
So, of course, there's all the language like
right,
that. But the actual event was the rock, the structure was broken. Mm-hmm. The window became the triggered event.
Wow.
Thus opening up the coverage.
Okay.
And so that's why we need to look at the policy and look at exactly what happened, the chain of events.
Mm-hmm.
So the carrier might come up and say, hey, this is an excluded loss. Yes, it might be an excluded loss, but you may have language in your policy that allows for additional coverages not otherwise excluded. So again, going back to the dominoes,
mm-hmm.
our goal is to look at the policy language like dominoes and to see which triggers fall. What chain of events, how do they all affect each other? And in that particular case, it's like, hey, five dominoes have fallen. This is what you're entitled to receive monetarily. Oh, you got more, you have less. And so this is what our goal is to do, is to look at it fairly,
mm-hmm.
with integrity, and what's called fair good faith claims practices. And good faith claims practices, this is how it's to be interpreted, the policies and the law. In good faith claims practices is that if there is an ambiguity, a gray area, an area of question of coverage, the error should fall towards the side of coverage for the insured.
Mm-hmm.
Always. That's the name of the game, but that's not how it's played out. So our goal is to, again, push these things and to say, hey, this is what needs to happen. So, I mean, take, for example, we have an issue from Hurricane Irma.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
2017.
Right.
Claim is still ongoing. Mm. Getting ready to go to trial, finally, like after all of these years. And the carrier is now exposed to bad faith claims practices. So if the insured has to win in trial, and this is after the carrier didn't answer emails, didn't answer for reinspections, didn't want to come out, ignored everything.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, and this is, in most claims don't go to trial. And this isn't a $100,000 claim. This is not a $100,000 claim. This is maybe a $50,000 claim or so.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the insured's money they've already spent. The house has been repaired and the carrier's
sure.
still denying. And the carrier opened up coverage, mind you.
Mm.
So
wow.
opened up coverage, tried to deny a payment. And then, so long story short, the carrier then, if the insured wins in this litigation, they become exposed to what's called bad faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that means punitive damages. And so that's where having a good understanding of what the process is to keep the carrier accountable. And most oftentimes, the claims will settle before, right on the night, the eve of litigation, the eve right before it has to go to trial,
and
most oftentimes.
And that's your role. You can come in and back up the homeowner.
Well, we'll get called into trial. We'll get called to testify and
mm-hmm.
things of that nature if we have to. Yeah, we mm-hmm. do examinations under oath. We have to do all these things.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you just join us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. We do have a question from a listener.
Sure.
It says, fascinating program. Can you be hired to review insurance policies up front before something happens?
Oh, absolutely. People are more than happy to give us a call, take a look at the policy. We don't sell insurance. We don't do that. So we do it for free. We'll take a look at your policy and see what you have and give you some helpful hints and just come to get to know you and just help you understand what's going on. We do also offer pre-arrangement benefits too as well. So we're able to kind of help you put a package together
mm-hmm.
and be what's called on a pre-loss retainer. And so there's no charge for it, but we'll just be there in the background and we'll help provide you and supplement you with things every single year. If you have an addition, we'll come out and take some additional photos for you and help you kind of manage that process. But in the event that something does happen, we'll be the first line of defense for you. We'll be the first ones there to help process it, help you file a claim, and make sure it's put in properly.
Oh, that is so valuable, because doing that ahead of time, it would be so smart.
Absolutely.
Something I have not done. So now I'm thinking, making notes. I think I need to do that, because that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And then you have the photos, you have everything prepared, you understand what your claim will cover and not cover, and it makes it very clear. I mean, in theory, an insurance agent would do that for you, but at the same time, this takes on that next layer of protection.
Absolutely. And unlike an insurance agent where you're already paying for the policy
mm-hmm.
and paying for the premium, This we do on contingency. There's no cost for it. So it's just there to be as an advocate, and we're just put in the background in the event that it's there. We'll come through, we'll do a 3D walkthrough, and we'll help put together a footprint and a floor plan to make sure that you're covered and protected. So yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us, and we're more than happy to get in contact with you.
And what's that number again?
Our number is 888-774-7557. Or you can reach us at claimology.com and just go online. You can see us on Facebook. We're going live right now, so this is going to be out there. So
excellent.
You can always find this information again. And again, if you need to call us directly for any claims questions, it's 888-774-7557.
Well, it's an invaluable service, and unfortunately, we just had a weather event, in quotes, that we had here on Tuesday. So what happens now? What would you advise someone that possibly had damage? There's certainly some businesses that were affected up by Elysian and Copter Road up there. We'll talk about that. What happens now? I mean, what should they do? Should they contact you? I mean, what is the process?
First thing is that you want to put at least someone in the insurance world on notice. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to file a claim directly, you want to make sure you put your agent on notice and call your insurance agent and say, hey, I believe we've suffered some damage. We're not sure what we're going to do. We may or may not file a claim, but I want you to put it on record. So that way they can't say there's any kind of issue with delayed reporting. Mm. The next thing that you want to do is before you do any repairs. Now, most oftentimes you can do it temporary repairs. They won't affect. So if you have a major disaster like a hurricane or tornado that spins off and you get a blue tarp or you do some emergency service work, some policies right now limit how much those funds are. Right?
Really?
They do. They have.
I did not know that.
They put before there weren't endorsements, and then the insurance companies right around Hurricane Michael came in and said, nope, we're going to limit it to now $3,000 up front. And if it exceeds $3,000, you don't get our approval, we're going to deny the rest of the bill.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So you have
I wouldn't even be thinking about that when I'm trying to cover the windows that got blown out.
Right. I got a tree in my house.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, wait a second. I
got to
take care of this.
Yeah.
And so one of the most important is call the insurance company too and mm-hmm. have them come out and do an immediate inspection. And put them on notice, say, hey, I have to do emergency services. This is what it's going to be. And put everything in writing. And the biggest thing is take contemporaneous notes.
Mm-hmm.
Handwritten notes, voice in real time. I'm speaking to at 8:58 a.m. I called XYZ insurance carrier. I spoke to so-and-so at the intake. They took my claim information down. I reported the claim. They said someone would get back to me in 48 hours. It's a little more than what we're used to right now,
mm-hmm.
but it will save you in the event the insurance company decides to say, no, we never said that. Why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not only are those calls recorded, but you need to make the notes.
So get a notebook first.
Get a notebook.
A pen and a notebook and start documenting everything.
Absolutely. It's like, what is the saying? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And it
mm-hmm.
is so true. The little things add up in the insurance claims world. One of the biggest reasons why we only had a claim successful is that insurer did everything. The insurance company asked them to send them what's called a sworn proof of loss.
Okay, what is that?
A sworn proof of loss is a document that's mm-hmm. required if you are required to do it, and it's in all the policies. If the insurance, and sometimes these have to be sent in at the onset of a claim.
Okay.
So you have to be aware of your policy. So it's like, ooh, do I have to put it in now or
mm-hmm.
only when required? So you have to be, and that's a huge trigger, because if you fail to do so, you have failed to do your duty as the insured, and the carrier can say, you've broken the contract.
We are no longer contractually obligated
to service you.
Matthew, I have no idea about a lot of these things.
And I saw this happen in Hurricane Sally, where a particular insurance carrier was sending those out in the very first notice of loss without any explanation to the insured. And the insureds, we were talking to them, and they had literally like days to fill these out, because you have a timeline.
Right.
You have a timeline to fill these out. Within 60 days, they have to be submitted. If a carrier requests it or if it's in the policy, you have 60 days to put these in. Well, they were on day like 42, 52.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I was just like, I'm like, we got to get it in now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd send this in, and that saves the claim. So we got to make sure that you understand what your policy is. So if you have a question, contact us at Claimology. Reach out to us. Say, you don't have to use our services, but we can say, hey, send us your policy. Take a look at it. If you run into questions, we're here for you. We're here to be in the background for you. So again, the goal is to get claim settlement done early.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the advice is to look for, if you have conflict, listen to your gut, right? If something doesn't feel right, say it. Defend yourself. Be an advocate for yourself. Use your voice. That's what we're here for, to do, to help you use your voice. And then look for the ways for alternative dispute resolutions, whether it's called mediation. We can help with that. And these are all pre-litigation things. These are things that are set up by the state. The state pays for mediation. we'll be able to help come in and see if we're able to get it settled beforehand, or with things through what's called appraisal, which is like arbitration. Most people are kind of familiar with the term of arbitration, but it's like a party panel that comes together and settles loss.
Right, right. So this is fascinating to me, and certainly it makes sense when you're talking about the big disasters, hurricanes, floods, that kind of thing. But you mentioned that at the beginning of the show about mold, and I was living somewhere that had mold. I don't even want to go into that story. But talk a little bit about that, because that's something that gets tricky now, because it's not a natural disaster. It's not something so immediate, but something that happens over time.
Yeah, it does.
So how are you able to help with a case like that?
Well, mold is everywhere. Mold is like, what's the term, ubiquitous? It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's all the time. It's like yeast. So mold has to have triggers to produce itself. It needs a water source. So there needs to be something that it feeds on. Mm-hmm. So typically, mold is a byproduct of a primary event. Mold is, and the primary event may be you have improper circulation. You might have an issue with your HVAC system not functioning properly. Mm-hmm. So the primary cause is the HVAC system. Well, that's not a covered loss because it's your HVAC system not running properly. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so then you have a mold outbreak. Well, you might have coverage just for the mold, not for the HVAC system, but for the mold bloom that pops up. Boop. But however, if you have, let's take, for example, a storm that rolls through here, like a tornado, and it flexes your windows, which high pressure does, and you don't see it right away. It didn't break the panel. It didn't break the seal.
Right.
But it has shifted the way the framing is.
Oh, and so the moisture gets in.
Now you have excess moisture. Mm-hmm. Now your HVAC is working double time, but the HVAC is not the issue. The window is the issue. So the triggered event is the storm opening up the envelope, and we call it a breach in the envelope. Mm-hmm. Allowing for the home to become not sealed. It's no longer functioning its proper way. And so then, yes, there would be a trigger for the window replacement and then any subsequent moisture damage, which would be, hey, I've got water damage over here. I've got a mold bloom over here. Well, that's accumulation of moisture now in these areas. My HVAC now has mold in the ducts. Well, now that's covered. So these are the things that we look out for. So if you've had the tornado come through and you want someone to take a look at your home and do an examination, we're going to look, when did you buy your home? What's the maintenance records of your house? We're going to do everything that we know the insurance company is going to want to ask for because we want to help. Is it a valid claim? If it's a valid claim, we want you to be covered.
Right.
If it's not a valid claim, if you have issues, we want you to know. So that way you're not in limbo.
Right.
So
bring in an expert.
Yeah, bring in an expert.
Bring in an expert to help you out in this situation. We are out of time. This has flown by. Once again, Matthew Vandervoort with Claimology. So much useful information this morning. If you want to hear this again, we do post the podcast online, so you can come in and check that out. We've got it on Facebook today.
Yep.
One more time, phone number, website.
888-774-7557 and reach us at Claimology.com.